What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
How the body feels just doing that.
Right, and so we can laugh at ourselves because we can remember what it was like to be younger.
Woo.
Right.
I used to just show up in the gym and just get the dunking, no stretching, nothing.
That's
just
it.
Straight to the hoop.
Right, right. So you're talking about how often in life do I see this stuff as material? Right. Day in and day out.
That's all, crazy. All around.
Everybody's there.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to pause for 10 seconds, station ID. Right, Nate?
That's right. All right.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
The big booty joint.
Yeah, we're back, man.
Oh.
We got.
Did I just say that?
Yeah, that's a hot mic.
I thought I was still.
We got Strick. We got Felix again in here.
It's the reunion tour,
baby. Right? With the big comedy energy. And got a big comedy.
Yeah, he brought light to this whole show. Right?
Comedy showcase at Suite A.
Yes.
Right next to Mary Ellen's.
Yes.
2801 Pine Lake Road,
mm-hmm.
Suite A.
Mm-hmm.
November 11th and 12th.
Yeah.
Online tickets are $15. At the door, $25. Times are 7 p.m., 9:30, 11 p.m. There's an after party Friday and Saturday, right?
Where?
The 11th.
Gravity?
So right there.
At the spot.
Why go anywhere
I'm just asking.
No,
I don't know.
Man.
I'm just getting back into town, Felix. I don't even know where the spots are. Listen, every time, Felix, we talk about a spot, I go back to what I used to know. Brass Rail.
Let's go.
That's all I talk
about. Right now.
I don't know nothing else. I just heard that this place called Gravity. I ain't even really been in there. But
all right, here you go. Hey, Strick, check it out.
Check.
After the show. We're hitting Brass Rail, Rumpelman shots. We're going back to the 90s.
Back
man.
To the 90s.
Y'all be careful, rail. Man. We already had an accident this weekend. Hey, here's what I wanted to ask you, man.
Sir.
You know, they always say I grew up, obviously, Richard Pryor and all that. And he talked about the courage it takes to get on stage.
Right.
So talk about how you transition from, say, like being funny with your boys.
Right.
And then actually have to be funny for other people. When you on stage and just talk about how long do you get nervous before every time you go on, or is it a little bit easier now? I'm sure the first few times was real, really hard.
No, I got nervous when I was a kid talking to a girl. There's nothing more, as a teenage boy talking to a girl, that's when you got, so if you got over those nerves,
you can do anything. Okay.
Yeah, the stage ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. When we're joking around, right, the barbecue, family reunion, whatever it is, we're all just sort of bantering.
Right.
On stage, it becomes a little bit more calculated. So without getting too boring, you got the premise, which is the setup, and you got the punchline, which is the joke. You want to be efficient in the setup.
Right.
Syllable count, right? Why did the chicken cross the road? That's the premise. You want to be quick with that, and then you want to get to the punchline as fast as possible, right? So you're in the huddle. Right. You got a 20-second timeout on the sidelines. You want to be efficient.
Right.
You want to get to the point. And then you want to execute.
Right.
Mm.
Same thing, man. Same principles.
Just being efficient in how you deliver.
That's
pretty,
That's
good.
Cool.
That's good.
And then now, if you know, with football terms, like you get some yak,
right?
That's what we in comedy we call a tag. So you've got the punchline based off the premise. Why did chicken cross the road? The punchline is to get to the other side.
Yeah.
The tag would be he was late for work.
Right.
The other tag was he was leaving his, you know, girlfriend's house on his way, whatever. But if you, so that's your yak.
Right.
You made the play, now go get extra laughs.
Right. Does yak also consist of people running their mouth in the audience or saying a little
that
something?
Makes your is job that easier, yak? Right?
Or what is that considered in football terms?
So in football terms, you know, in football, it depends. Now it depends.
Was that like a speed play or like running a?
I would say this in football terms, the heckler is the blitz.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, how well are you going to pick up the blitz?
Right.
Does the running back right? Because if that back is coming, if that linebacker's coming in on a blitz, right?
Right.
And or if the safety blitz, right? And then you know you're going to be up way over the top, and your running back can stop it. You've got a home run. So you want to heckle me? Here's the thing. It's so stupid. One, because, like, this is what we do, right? Comedians, like, it is our job to expose the imperfection.
Right.
You're not a comedian. I'm on stage. I have the microphone. I got the spotlight. I got the audience on my side. And if worst case scenario happens, I got the ref. I got the security.
Right.
Right. I can just say, we're done, and you're out.
Right.
Right.
Right. But if you want to come and try to clown me, please, thank you. That's a freebie. That's something I didn't have to try for. And now you just bring it up. I pick up the blitz every time.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. We have fun with it.
Right. And talk about when you talk about being efficient when you're with your delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And do you either speed up or slow down off the energy of the crowd? You know, so say like you say a joke about somebody you saw at Hy-Vee.
Right.
And people were like, yeah, I remember that. And then so then you might even add, do you have something in your back pocket for every premise? Like, oh, I could talk about, Hy-Vee. I could talk about Walmart or the difference between Walmart and Target. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So since we're on sports, let's talk about sports, right? You want the game to come to you,
right?
But you also want to take control of the game at the same time. That's when you get that level, you know, when you're in control. The game is coming to you. You're not forcing anything.
Right.
Because if you stick to the script and it's not hitting, right, you need to adjust. You're talking about Michigan. You talked about Michigan being a second half team, right? They adjusted.
Yeah.
Right, that's what they do. So you got to be able to adjust, but adjust on the fly, like in ball.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I mean.
Right.
Okay, now they're showing zone. How are we going to penetrate and break the zone? Here's the thing: is you want to be able to adjust. You want to be able to take what the audience is giving, but by the same token, you got to set the pace.
Yeah.
Right, because just like in any sport, the team that's trying to adjust to the other team's pace is already behind.
Yeah, you're reacting.
Right, you know what I mean. So if you got to run heavy. If you got a run heavy offense, right, you're going to stay run heavy, and now the defense has to adjust to that. You're going to win because to you.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
3 yards in a cloud of dust is every day. Mm-hmm.
One,
right?
thing, mm-hmm. one thing I want to ask you is, for what's the, I guess, the two or three things or advice that you would give if we have any young and upcoming comedians out there or somebody that say,
want to get connected with
Gato. What's your two or three things as far as advice or how they should go about, you know, taking it to the next level?
Right. So number one is look at the team that you're surrounding yourself with, right? It's a culture. So if you want to play little league, small ball, farm league or whatever, hang out with that, right? If you want to start taking stuff to the next level, hang out with that. And they say that with everything. Right. Don't be the smartest person in the room.
That part.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Get with other folks. Right.
Right.
You know, you want to be the weakest link in the chain and then elevate. Right. And then if you're at the top, right, then you want to just keep pushing and pushing.
Right.
So that's it, man. That's like everything else. Don't succumb to the small market mind. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you talked about what I would say to young people. I don't know. I'm not a young guy myself.
Right.
I'm a middle-aged man. So what I would tell a middle-aged person is saying it's never too late,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Right?
So with sports, you guys got a window, right? And eventually you just can't do it. The body just can't do it.
Right.
The thing about, you know, perhaps the arts is as we get older, we're always going to have an audience.
Right.
So my audience is 35 plus, right? That's my audience. You know, so I'm going to always have that audience. Now, what I do, though, is I go and I contract younger dudes, sometimes older dudes,
right?
And then we tap in. So that's the number one advice, but that's life advice, man. Right. Look at your surroundings. Who are the people you're surrounding yourself with? And get in the room with more talented people and then elevate yourself and bring other people up, man.
Love it. I have one last question. How do you tell a young man or a young woman that bombs on a show? Because it happens, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, either when you're first in, first out. It happens even on us. We have bad games when we're young and rookies and so forth.
Right.
How do you tell somebody to overcome the bomb? To continue when they bomb on a set. Not they're the bomb. But they bomb.
That they bombed, right? Yeah. Dude. Everybody's bombed.
Yeah. Right.
It's the same thing that you would.
Yeah.
Again, man, the beautiful thing about comedy, man, is that it is just highlighting the imperfections. But by doing so, we realize that here's what I love, man. I'll get you a question. I'm going to make this quick analogy, right? The oldest person at my show was an 82-year-old woman. The youngest person at one of my shows was a 19-year-old with a fake ID. They happened to be at the same show. Here's the thing. There's black, white, Hispanic, Asian, right? There's Northsiders, Southsiders.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hood, rich, right?
Yeah.
Rich, hood, whatever. Here's the crazy thing is throughout the show, everybody's laughing. Mm. We laugh because we can relate. And so if we can figure out to look around the room, we're so different,
right?
But we're laughing and we're relating. We're not as different
as we think,
as demographics have us be, right? We just went through some elections that really tried to separate us, right?
Yeah.
Regardless of what side of the thing you're on. So how do you tell someone, hey, man, you bomb? Dude, we all bomb. We're all human. We're all imperfect. And guess what, man? We all love you. Get back on there. You got something to say. Here's the microphone. Get ready for your next set. You're
love
up
it.
10.
Love it. Tell everybody. They're asking questions. They're asking who you are.
Right.
And just tell them who you are again. And, you know, give them your social media and how they can find you.
Awesome, man. So look up Gato. It means cat in Spanish. G-A-T-O, right? Yep. Felix. Last name, Isel. Looks like Izel, like from Friday, right? My back, my neck, right? I-Z-E-L, right? Gato Comedy Syndicate. Also, look up Mary Ellen's, right? Because we're going to be connected on the website, right? Gato Comedy Syndicate, Gato Felix Isel. Hit us up, right? We'll get you some tickets. We're going to get you guys some tickets. You're going to bring the Rumplements crew, right?
That's
we got
yes,
Nate,
sir.
Right? And look, you know what's crazy, right?
It's Club Kid right there.
Yeah, I know, man. All of a sudden, right, the guy that was quiet the whole time, right?
You know, I'm ready for some Rumplements. Sign me up.
He was excited when he heard that.
I heard Rumplements and
he got
perked
excited.
Up a little bit. That's right.
We always talk about who you surround with. We got my man Charles. Charles, can you hear us in there?
Oh, there's
Charles on
the mic is on. We got Charles from Mary Ellen's.
And he sponsors on the block.
Now. That's right.
Watch
block.
Out. That's right.
How y'all doing? Excellent show. Great show, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to give props to Charles. One, he sponsors On the Block, but two, the food is kicking.
Phenomenal.
It's hitting. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you what. I never got to tell you when we had the little Husker thing out there that time, Charles. Sweet A is off the chain, man.
Oh, appreciate it.
I mean,
you did.
Whoever, you know, I know all you guys collaborated on it, man, but it's. For you people out there, if you go to, obviously, Mary Ellen's grub till you can't eat no more, Sweet A, to either catch a game or a party or whatever you want, the atmosphere and the whole layout. I'm thinking of the comedy show. It's intimate. That's going to be pretty cool, man. I'm excited, obviously, for you, Charles, for you, Felix, the cat.
Thank you.
You know, I'm excited for you guys. I appreciate you guys coming in. Appreciate what you guys do. And I appreciate the comedy, though, man. Because I think if anybody can laugh at themselves, laugh at the situation, it makes it a little bit easier, man. I think a lot more people got out of their own way and just said, hey.
Laugh and live.
It ain't a big deal.
Love, laugh, live.
That's it, man.
Hey, everybody done stubbed their toe. Everybody done fell down.
Yeah.
That's it, man. And we all get up. We laugh at it, man. Right.
You know, you get chubby like Strick.
And we get.
You know, I used to be fine.
Yeah.
Chubby like a mug.
All right, man.
Eating too much Mary Ellen.
That's all right, though. It's old school. We're about to go into break. Appreciate Charles and Felix. Jay Foreman, E. Strick, Nate Brennan.
No doubt.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.